You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are here with me today. Oh, we've got a wonderful, wonderful show in store for you today. And you know what? You got me, your conscious consultant, for the full hour. No guests today. I have a couple of special things coming up that I really wanted to focus and concentrate on. So you get me for the full hour. And I'll tell you all about that in a moment. Of course, you know, we love your phone calls. We love your interaction. So if you want to call in anytime during the show, our call-in number is 877-480-4120. Or if you want to catch our Facebook live stream, you can comment directly on the video. I promise to answer your questions as best I can. Just find me, Sam Leibowitz, spelled L-I-E-B-O-W-I-T-Z, in New York City, and just watch the video. So let's get started with our quotes of the day from the universe and from Abraham. I'm sure you've been anxiously awaiting for them all week long because we got a couple of really good ones today. Let's see. What does the universe and Abraham have in store for us today? First, from the universe, Sam, it is easy. See, the universe is getting personal with me. Just once a day, imagine the life you dream of. Believe that it can be yours in this world of magic and miracles. Choose to live as if you know of its inevitable manifestation. Don't compromise, don't worry, don't look for results. And as surely as spirit crafts one moment after another, so too will it fuse together the life you now lead with the life of your dreams, as if they were two pieces of a jigsaw puzzle destined to become one. This alone determine what's, quote, meant to be, unquote. Tally-ho, the universe. Ah, we love our quotes from Mike Dooley in the universe. I love this quote, reminding us once again the importance of imagination and living as if. And really, that's the universe's big message to us all the time. That when we first create in our imagination what it is that we want to manifest, to visualize it, picture it, smell it in your mind's eye, taste it, feel it, experience it, and sense around in our mind's eye first. After all, that's where all creation begins, right? Everything. Everything. This radio show, this video on Facebook, this wellness center we're broadcasting from, the building we're in, the transportation it took to bring me here today, all of it was once nothing more than an idea in someone's imagination. So imagination is the beginning. It is the seed of everything in life. So first we start with imagination. And then when we live as if that amazing dream life we so desire, when we live as if it's inevitable and we really feel that, and we not only feel it like, you know, like, oh, I feel good today, but we feel it in our bones. We feel it in our soul. We feel it in our heart of hearts. When we really feel it, that it is truly inevitable, that it's going to happen. And actually, you know, if you listen to a lot of the famous, like, movie stars and actors, actresses, singers, dancers, a lot of them, if you listen to their story, they'll say, they knew. They just knew from the time they were 4 years old, like, they were going to be famous. This was going to be their life. And they just knew it. And there was no question. There was no doubt. It was just this certainty that it was inevitable. And it wasn't like, do they deserve it or not? It was not, oh, am I good enough or not? It's like those considerations didn't even come into the picture. It was just, this is what life wants for me. This is inevitable for me. And that was just how they lived. That was their life. And that generates a certain kind of energy that just automatically propels you to that quote-unquote destiny. So, a very powerful, a very wonderful, a very beautiful quote from the universe, right? We determine what's meant to be by living the inevitability of our dream manifestation. So let's keep those ideas in mind as we go through the rest of the week, the weekend, the month, to the rest of the year, the rest of our lives, okay? All right, let's see what Abraham has in store for us today. Even though you would like your government to orchestrate the laws, or God to orchestrate the law, or someone to give everyone one set of rules, it's not ever going to happen. Each one of you, individually, are seeking your own vibrational balance, and when you find it, then you will welcome all kinds of different beliefs, because you will never fear that the belief will take you someplace that you don't want to be. Abraham. Ooh, now this is a really juicy quote from Abraham, because it is really deep. Like, this is one of those quotes why I say, like, the teachings of Abraham, this idea of law of attraction, is a much deeper spiritual teaching than most people realize. You see, because what Abraham is saying here is, like, we all just want, like, let's all just have one set of rules. We all live by them. We all know the rules. Everybody does the same thing, and, like, life will be perfect. And that's not what life wants. That's not what life is about, right? Variety is the spice of life. Life has, like, broken up into billions and billions of pieces that we call humanity, and the animal kingdom, and all, and the insect kingdom, and the aquatic kingdom, and rocks and trees, and, you know, billions and billions of different things to express itself in so many different ways. And really, we don't need a whole bunch of laws and rules, and this is what you need to live by. What Abraham is saying is that all we really need to do is find our own vibrational balance. What does that mean? That means finding that inner truth, that inner alignment, that inner guidance, to be able to trust ourselves to know that we know, to trust ourselves that, you know, we're only seeking to feel better. We're only seeking our own goodness. We're only seeking, you know, for the world to be whole and good. And how that goes about, it's not just one path. It's not just one belief. It's not just one road that takes us there. It's a billion different roads that all take us there simultaneously. And that really where things are out of balance, where things are displeasing, it's only because we're out of alignment with our own inner knowing, our own inner spirit, our own inner voice that we're not listening to. And that really, it's so simple. It's so simple. But it requires having to let go of a lot of judgment. It requires letting go of so much of our societal program and this belief in right and wrong, and I'm doing the right thing and you're not, and this is the way things have to be. And it, because it's true for me, it's true for everybody else in the world. And it's not. It's just not. I'm sorry. I hate to be the one to break it to you. Actually, I don't hate to be the one to break it to you. I'm proud and honored to be the one to break it to you. But, right, everyone else's world does not revolve around your world. But you know what? Your world revolves around you. And that's all that matters to you. And when we really get that, that it's really up to us to find that inner balance, to find that inner thin little string that attaches us to our core frequencies, our core energy, that piece of us that really makes us uniquely us. That then it doesn't matter if this guy walking down the street is shouting all kinds of crazy stuff. It doesn't mean anything to us because it's not, it doesn't resonate with us. It's not part of us. So we know there's no truth for us in it. There might be truth for it in him. It's no truth for us in it. And that when someone says something to you that you know is absolutely untrue about you, it doesn't upset you. You know, a good friend of mine likes to say, you know, when you get upset at something someone says, because you, oh, well, they're lying about me. That's not true. And they're like, well, if they called you a terrorist, would you get upset at them? And they were like, no. And like, why not? Because it's not true. Exactly. Exactly. You don't have to fear other people's words because you know what holds true for you. You know your own words. And so when we find that inner alignment, that inner balance, that inner connection to that unchanging piece of ourselves, to that part of us that we know is eternal, that was here before we were born and will still be here after we go, that is with us throughout all of our life. When we find that connection, that knowing, right? Then we don't need laws. We don't need rules. Then, you know, we just need to live life in alignment. We just need to walk our path one step at a time. and then we'll know everything else is good. Everything else is good. And it's okay if there are a billion other people who all believe a billion different things from us. Because that's okay. That's what makes life interesting. That what adds spice, adds flavor. Some people like salty foods. Other people like sweet foods. It's okay. Maybe you like curry. Maybe you hate curry. Maybe you like Chinese food. Maybe you hate Chinese food. It's okay. There's room enough for all of it. So, two really deep, insightful, beautiful quotes from the universe and from Abraham. I hope, I pray that you hear them. And you know what? If you didn't quite get it, you're not quite sure, it's okay. Download the recording. If you listen to the recording, play it back again. Listen to this again and again and again until you get it. Because trust me, when you really get these concepts, when you really make them part of your life, oh, life is going to be amazing. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about an amazing new group that I'm starting, and it's for kickoff event, and another amazing event that I'm part of that you are definitely want to know about and learn more about. So everybody, please, please stay tuned. Tell your friends. Get on the Facebook live stream and listen in. We're going to have 45 more minutes of great stuff. So stay with us. We'll be back right after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hello, I'm JC.
I'm Joan.
And welcome to 21st Century Entrepreneur. We bring education,
insight,
knowledge,
awareness,
trouble,
craziness, and fun
for you, the entrepreneur who's looking to build your business
and your community. Listen every Friday from noon to 1 Eastern on talkradio.nyc. And you can tweet us at 21st CE Radio or Talk Alternative.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. It's a beautiful feeling like fall day. I don't want to say it. You know, it's actually the Mid-Autumn Festival in China. So happy Mooncake Festival to all my compatriots. Ni hao. A little bit of a chill in the air this morning. I love summer. I love spring. Fall is beautiful, but I like the warm weather and I like long days. So as the days get shorter, I'm like, oh, I want more sunlight. So as I mentioned at the top of the show, I have no guests today. This is kind of not purposely planned, but perfectly timed, because I have a couple of things that I really wanted to talk to you about. And I wanted to talk to you about them because they're kind of like the beginnings of my refocusing upon my personal brand as the Conscious Consultant. Now, my loyal listeners who've been with me for many years know that, you know, I'm the Conscious Consultant. I work with people on business issues, on spiritual issues, and I help people heal. I give them guidance, and now even in a shamanic way as well. But, you know, over the last 6 years that I've been running Talking Alternative and Double Diamond Wellness, I've really put the focus primarily not exclusively, but primarily on the radio station and on the Wellness Center. And I did it very consciously and very thoughtfully. I was like, I do want to build up my personal brand, but it's important to get the businesses up and running and stable and cash flowing properly and everything else. And earlier this year, I kind of came to the decision that, you know what? Enough is enough. The time has come. It's been, at the time, 5.5 years. It's been over 5 years. We've reached that five-year mark, which, for those of you who don't know, 90% of new businesses go out of business in the first 5 years. 90%. And of those that are left, it's like another 50% or 75% go out of business in the next 5 years. So very few businesses really make it in the long term. So I was really pleased and proud when we passed that five-year mark. And so I started looking at and I started thinking about really focusing on my brand of the Conscious Consultant, how to get out there more and how to market. And as you guys know, I'm a big believer in having coaches. You know, I'm a coach myself. And if you listen to all of the most successful people, they don't only have one coach, they have multiple coaches for different areas of their life. And let's face it, we all need an outside perspective. We all need help sometimes. We all need somebody else who's not necessarily so emotionally attached, who can see things a different way. And that's one of the things that I do for people that is really, I think, one of the most valuable things, is because I'm not in the middle of the emotional storm around what's ever going on, I can provide a very different perspective. So I hired myself a coach, a woman, Kathy Wilkie, who's wonderful. She had been in New York, you know, all her life, and had just, I hired her right before she moved out to California, and we've been working virtually, and she's been really great at helping me with guidance and direction and just how to explain what I do in language and how to really focus on the things that are important to you, that are really important to my fans, my followers, my connections, the people out there. Like, what are you really looking for? Now, I've been running this Law of Attraction group, which I called Applying the Law of Attraction, for years. I mean, for, God, going on, it must be 8 years or more, maybe 9 years. And I've wanted to take it in a new direction. I wasn't quite sure what to do. And in talking with my coach, really, I hit upon the idea that, you know, I still want to focus on, like, these quotes from the universe and Abraham. I want to focus on these principles, but I want to make it more practical, more useful, more day-to-day based, something that you guys are going to really get something from, something that's really going to serve you in a way that's more immediate. And so we came upon the idea, and it really just felt right to me, again, listening to my inner guidance, to focus on the idea of, what do we do that creates prosperity and wealth in our lives, our businesses, our careers? So I've reformulated the group. The new name of the group, it's no longer Applying the Law of Attraction. It's now called the Conscious Business Collective. And what the Conscious Business Collective is, it's the collective of entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, what I like to call holopreneurs for holistic entrepreneurs, business owners, and professionals that are really looking for a more conscious way to approach our work and our life. And really what we're going to be doing is sort of coming together once a month and discuss topics that are very directly related to how we generate income, overcoming our blocks to financial success, and allowing more of that good stuff in. And really focusing on using our gifts and our talents to create a powerful, impactful life through our business and our career and our service. Because let's face it, right? If you have a business, if you have a profession, you're spending more time at that business and that profession than at anything else that you're doing. And you're touching more lives through that, either directly or indirectly, than through anything else that you're doing. So if we can really take that aspect of our lives and bring our energy, our spirit, our consciousness into it in a way that is more aligned with how the world works, with how the universe is formulated, in a way that we can work, I don't want to just say work smarter than harder. It's an old cliche, even though it's a true cliche. It's not about working smarter. It's about being more in alignment with the work and with the intent and the purpose behind the work, and more aligned with the principles that we all know deep inside of us are really how things move in the world. That if we can be more in aligned and more understand this, that then not only are we not working as hard, but then we don't even have to use the term work anymore. Because it's not really work. It's our passion. It's our avocation. It's play. It's all of it wrapped in together. You know, I say to people all the time, I feel like I'm the luckiest guy in the world because I get up and I do what I love to do every day of the week. I'm helping people. I'm helping them heal. I'm helping them grow. I'm helping them face things in their lives that they have to face in order to take the next step. And so the Conscious Business Collective, that's really what it's all about. It's about looking at, you know, certain universal principles around money that sometimes we don't quite get. You know, there's all this stuff, you know, my good friend Oria likes to say, like, money has the same reputation as spirituality and sex, right? It's all about power and control and manipulation. And for some people, that might be true. But in the world, it's not really true. And, you know, I heard this gem, this quote, and you want to write this down when you hear this. This is gold I'm about to give you. I mean, if you get nothing else, if you never listen to my show ever again, if you never watch the Facebook live stream ever again, this one principle is going to be worth whatever time you've spent listening to me, okay? So I really want you to get this. Pay attention, get a pen and paper ready, and I want you to write this down. The sole purpose of money is to express appreciation. The sole purpose of money is to express appreciation. I want you to really let that sink in for a moment. Think about how you use money, right? Money is a device we use to exchange for products and services. What does that mean? That means that we're giving somebody else our appreciation for giving us something in return. So, my marketing coach I'm working with, I appreciate the value that she brings to me so much, so I give her money for that. I go to the store and I buy some organic fruits or vegetables. I'm giving that store my money because I appreciate them bringing from the farm to a convenient location for me those fruits or vegetables. I don't even care if I happen to be up at a hike or I'm going someplace and I'm going to buy a farmer's market and it's right next to the farm and I end up buying it. I'm still appreciating it. And actually, by giving it to the store, you're not just showing your appreciation to the store. You're showing your appreciation to the distributor who brought the food to the store. You're showing the appreciation to the farmer who grew the fruit and vegetables, the person who picked it. The whole chain along the way, you're expressing your appreciation. You know, if I go and I buy a juice from a local a juice place, right, I'm expressing appreciation for them to bringing the fruits and vegetables together and creating that juice for me. Right? We all have so many hang-ups around money and what does it mean and, oh, being motivated by money and, oh, it's this, it's that. Right? Money is the root of all evil, which is a complete misquote. It's the love of money is the root of all evil. But it's all because we place all this meaning on money because we don't truly understand it. Money is merely a means of expressing appreciation. Next time you pull a dollar bill out of your wallet or purse, next time you whip out your credit card or debit card and you use it for something, anything, I don't care what it is, it's to express appreciation for it. Even when you're paying your taxes, you're expressing appreciation to the government for at least those things that the government does that you like paving roads, maintaining roads, you know, legislating things that you're in agreement with. Now, it's not to say that you appreciate everything the government does, of course, nothing. It's okay if you're not. But just focus on the things that you are in alignment with and you do appreciate. All right? For me, when I heard this, oh my God. It was such a light bulb moment for me. I cannot tell you how deeply I felt it. I hope you can hear that in my voice. And that's why I really wanted you to pay attention. I really wanted you to get this. The sole purpose of money is to express appreciation. So next time you feel like you're doing something just for the money, realize you're doing it for the appreciation. Your boss, your manager, your customer, they're giving you money because they're expressing their appreciation for you. Did you like that one? Was it good? All right. You have questions around that? Again, feel free to call in 877-480-4120 or post on the Facebook live stream. We're live right now on Facebook. You can hopefully find the link on the Facebook Talking Alternative page. When we come back, I'm just going to talk about the first meeting of the Conscious Business Collective and a telesummit, which you can learn more about me and about some great, great people. Excuse me. We'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hi, this is Rob Kay.
And I'm Callie Alpert.
And we're hosts of the Rob and Callie Show. Are you looking for a show that talks about real stuff like life, love, the pursuit of being yourself?
Then you have come to the right place because we cover topics ranging from chivalry to gratitude to your relationship with money and everything in between.
So listen to us on the Rob and Callie Show Tuesdays, 8 to 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.myc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Sorry about that sneeze right before the commercial. I was really trying to hold it in till the commercial break, but it just got the better of me. So you got that beautiful, amazing little tidbit that can totally change your life. The sole purpose of money is to express appreciation. Did you like it? Was it good? Was it an aha moment? Did it turn on a light bulb? Well, if it did, I'm begging you for yourself, not for me. Don't do it for me, but for yourself. Come join us at the Conscious Business Collective. You can find it on meetup.com. Our URL for the group itself is meetup.com/conscious-biz-collective/. Just go right there or just go to meetup.com, do a search for Conscious Business Collective, join the group. Because by joining the group, you'll get the announcement of all of the events. And I've got events planned out through the end of the year. And in the next couple of months, I'll start getting dates together for next year. Our first kickoff event for it, and I really, if you're in New York City, New York, New Jersey, Long Island, Connecticut, come out to it. It's going to be amazing. I'm going to have some truly amazing people there. It's going to be on September 22nd, which is 2 weeks from today, September 22nd, 2016. We're going to and get there at 6:45 p.m. And the address, the location, it's down on 25th Street in Manhattan. You can find all of that out by going to our meetup group, and you just go to the events section. So meetup.com/conscious-biz-collective/events. You can find out all the details. RSVP there. Please RSVP. Like, I need to know how many chairs I'm going to have because it's going to be crowded. So please, please, please RSVP. I also put it on Eventbrite. I also put it on Facebook. Go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/consciousconsultant, and you'll can find out all about it. You got some wonderful topics. There's also there will be networking involved, and it's not going to be your typical networking group, and it's really for, you know, again, those people that your heart, your soul calls out to want to be more in alignment when it comes to money, finances, business. You know, it's an energetic relationship you have. Really think about it, right? Your relationship with money, it's a relationship. Think about how you treat money, and think about if money was a man or a woman and you were in a relationship with them and you treated them the way you treat money, how long would they stick around? Right? And if you can't say like they would be completely in love with me for the way they treat me, you need to be here. You need to come. Not for me, for yourself. Because my promise and my commitment to everyone who joins the group and gets involved, I will do my best. I will do everything I can to give you as much value as I can and to personally make sure that I've done everything I can to work with you. I can't do the work for you, but to work with you to really get these messages in your bones, in your heart of hearts, so that life will be better for you. You know, I can't guarantee anything because, look, I can give you all the amazing gems in the world, but if you don't change, you don't lift a finger, you don't do anything, nothing is going to change. But I've worked with hundreds of people. If you listen to me, if you pay attention, if you show up and connect and be with these like-minded people who can support you, miracles can happen. Miracles can happen. Now, interestingly enough, when I decided to focus on this stuff, a wonderful opportunity came my way through one of my former guests, Valerie Shepherd, who was on my show a couple of months ago. She introduced me to this woman, Vesna Matic, who is putting together a telesummit, and she connected us, and I talked to Vesna, and she really liked my story, my message, and invited me to be part of this amazing telesummit that she put together called Journey for the Soul. And it's really about how we're all on a spiritual journey and that we're here to really grow and thrive. And that sometimes, you know, you need a little help. You need a little guidance. You need a little something along the way. And so she invited me to join her on this telesummit along with 22 other renowned spiritual teachers who are all going to be sharing tips and their personal experiences about the challenges that they had along their own journey for their soul. And that these other people, they're amazing people, top of their industry, and they're all going to be involved. This is a sort of one of these 12-day virtual telesummits. So you know what? Doesn't matter if you're in New York City or not. Doesn't matter if you're in the United States or not. You can listen in and be involved with this telesummit no matter where you are around the world. Now, I mean, along with me, and hey, you know, just for me, it's worth it to, you know, listen into this telesummit. But there are some amazing, amazing other spiritual teachers as well in all different facets, such as Alicia Rocco, who's an amazing naturopathic doctor. Lisa Barnett, who is an Akashic Records expert and reader, talking all about, you know, sort of that the Akashic Records, what they are and how they can impact your life. Gregory Hoag, who's an expert in sacred geometry. I'm a big, big believer in sacred geometry because I've seen the changes in my own life and how it helps people. I have glass water bottles at home in my fridge where I have sacred geometry taped around them. And literally, you leave the water inside these glass bottles overnight and you taste it the next day, it tastes different. And it's really important. Bruce Van Horn, who's an amazing life coach about, you know, strategies for dealing with the twists and turns of life. Carol Allen, who's a Vedic astrologer. And you know me, you know, we used to have an amazing astrologer, Montgomery Taylor, on this network. I've learned so much about astrology. It's such an intricate art form and discipline. She's amazing. You really want to tune about it, her. Dr. Roberta Shaler, who is known as the relationship help doctor. And I may even get her on my show, so tune into her. You know, relationships are so important in our lives. I mean, relationships are everywhere in our life. And Valerie Shepherd, the best-selling author who was on my show, who introduced me to them, as well as Jane Sebald, who's a national spiritualist teacher. And the Spiritualist Church is an amazing church. I've given talks at it, the one here in New York before. So, I mean, this is just a little bit of taste. These are just some of the spiritual teachers who are going to be on this telesummit. There are many, many more. You know, you can pick and choose which ones you like. And it all starts on September 23rd. So the day after the first meeting of the Conscious Business Collective, this telesummer starts. My particular interview is going to be on October 2nd. But what you will want to do is go to their website, which is journeyforthesoulsummit.com/SAM, S-A-M, because it's good. Like, this way they know that you came through me, and there are going to be all kinds of special offers. People are going to be giving things away for free. I mean, the telesummit itself is free. I mean, if you want, you know, to be able to download all the recordings and get it afterwards, you know, there's a small fee for that. But people are giving away for free. I will be giving away something for free, so... You know, if you want to find out what that is, listen in. It's, believe me, I'm not real big on these telesummits. I'm really not. I get invitations to them all the time. I register for them, and then I miss them because I'm just so busy. But this one, believe me, there are good people. I'm going to be listening to this telesummit. I'm going to be there listening to it. So I'm imploring you. Again, it's not for me. All right. You know, whether you tune in or listen or not to this telesummit isn't going to make a huge difference in my life or not. I'm imploring you. I'm telling you about this because I know the difference that it can make. And you know, these kinds of principles that I'm talking about and knowing people's individual journeys, they help you in your own journey. And if there's just one nugget or one piece that, like, speaks to you, it can mean so much. It can really change your life around. And you want to start filling up your mind with these sort of positive, empowering, inspiring things like these kinds of telesummits, because there is so much out there that doesn't resonate with us, that takes us out of balance, that makes us feel like, oh, the world's completely falling apart and what can I do? But you see, what that does is you're feeding your mind with the wrong things. You're feeding your mind with the things that are just pulling you down, lowering your vibration, taking your frequency away from what we truly are deep inside, which are powerful, emancipated, spiritual beings. And it takes a lot of positive data to offset all that negative data that you're being exposed to on a day-to-day basis. So you want to sort of limit your exposure to that kind of data, and then fill yourself up with more positive data like this telesummit. You know, get the recordings, get these things, listen to them. So, I mean, if you're listening to this show, if you're a fan of the Conscious Consultant Hour, you know, the kinds of people I've had on my own show, we've had on this network in general, tune in, listen in, register for it. Trust me, it will be something you'll be glad you did. You really will. So two, great things coming up. Again, that website again is journeyforthesoulsummit.com/Sam and meetup.com/conscious-biz-collective. Please, check out the websites, take a look at them, and I think you'll find there's something, at least I hope they speak to you. Look, if it doesn't speak to you, it's fine. It's good. It's all good. Maybe someone pass it on. If it doesn't resonate or it just doesn't work for you, pass it on to someone else. Okay. So when we come back, I'm going to give you a couple of last minute tips about, money and the energy around money. And, if you like that, the sole purpose of money is appreciation. I got another good one for you. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to SecretsOfTheSire.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back. Our final segment for today's show, all about the Conscious Business Collective and Journey for the Soul and our attitudes towards money and how to live a more fulfilling, a more energetic, a more prosperous and abundant life. I mean, come on, let's face it. We all want more prosperity and abundance in our lives. There's nothing to be ashamed of about it. There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing to be judged about it. It's just who we are. So, I gave you a great tidbit before. The sole purpose of money is appreciation. Got another one for you. This is another really, really, really good one. And that is, when something comes to you, you see, when you start to become more in alignment, when you start to really do things like meditate, take care of yourself, surround yourself with positive people and like-minded people who support you. An interesting thing happens. All of a sudden, those neural pathways start opening up, the wheels get greased, and all of a sudden thoughts and ideas and inspiration starts showing up. It's amazing. It really is. But now here's the key thing. In order to capitalize on that inspiration, you have to treat each and every one of those things as a gift. Inspiration is a gift from the universe. And in order to really treat it as a gift, what you want to do is that when you get an idea, whether it's for a book, a new product, a relationship, a new service, whatever the idea is, doing your own podcast, whatever that idea is, as soon as you get the idea, you want to take one immediate step. You want to take some bit of action around that bit of inspiration, however small, no matter what it is, whether it's making a phone call, writing it down, doing some research about it. Do something tangible around that idea right away. And here's why. Because normally when we get that little bit of inspiration, there's some excitement with it. Oh, this is a good idea. Wow, this is really something. And you want to lock in that energy to the idea right away. Because if you take your time and you wait and, oh, I'll get to it next week, and you don't put it down, then all of a sudden it doesn't have the same energy around it. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't feel as much. Now there's some resistance there, and there's some inertia around it, and you've lost that momentum. But if you treat it as a gift from the universe and you act on it in any small way right away, then you've locked in that energy. Then you've put some good juju behind it, as Callie likes to say, juju. Right? Then it's more likely to really turn into something. Now, does this mean that every single piece of inspiration you get is going to turn into the next great big thing? Not necessarily. But the more energy behind it, the more oomph you put behind it, the more likely that inspiration will turn into something. And if not that piece of inspiration itself, maybe that piece of inspiration leads to something else that does turn into a great idea, or the next book, or your next video series, whatever it is. So you really want to treat any kind of bit of inspiration as a precious, precious, precious gift from the universe. Because the other thing, too, is if you really appreciate that bit of inspiration by taking action with it, it's very curious. It's really interesting. More inspiration comes. More ideas come. More things come to you that you can capitalize on. And look, if this bit of inspiration is coming to you, it's coming to you for a reason. The universe is giving you this gift. It wants you to see that gift succeed. The other thing you want to be aware of, though, if it's coming to you, it's probably also coming to somebody else somewhere else in the world. You know, most amazing inventions and breakthroughs were invented simultaneously in more than one place in the world. And what happens is it's the person who puts the most energy behind it, the person who puts the most momentum behind it, is really the one that gets the benefit from it, that really anchors it in, gets it out there and does stuff. Right? I mean, how many times have you seen some idea, some thought that you had, and someone else made a movie about it, and someone else wrote the book, and someone else came up with that app, that website, right? You're not the only one, because life wants these ideas to get out there. These ideas are longing to be expressed, to be built, to be done. So don't wait. You be the one to benefit from it. You be the one to capitalize it. You got an idea you're excited about, you're enthusiastic about it. Great. Call up your best friend. Talk to them about it. Ask them what they think. You know, take some action. You know, maybe someone else has come up with the idea. So you look at the idea, you go out and do some research. And maybe you find, well, someone else has done something similar, but not quite like this. Or maybe else someone else did the idea, but you know what? You see some flaws in their execution. You see some things that could be better. Great. Focus on those ways in which it could be better and focus on that. So really, any of these inspirational ideas that you get, these things that just pop into your head, right? They're gifts. They're works of art waiting to be expressed. Right? Don't wait. Believe me, I've done it. I've made this mistake. I've made the mistake way too many times. And I know, I just know, if I'd acted on those ideas sooner, you know, what abundance I could have created with that. So please, I'm telling you, don't make the same mistakes I made. Act on it. Lock it in. Do something. You'll thank me. And hey, when you get that $1 million idea and you act on it right away and it turns into that $1 million, remember, don't forget, come back. Like, let me know. I want to hear about it. You know, email me, call in during the show. Tell me, Sam, you were right. I had this great inspirational idea. I acted on right away. I landed a big client because of it. You know, come on in. Tell me. Don't keep it a secret. Don't keep it a secret. We need other people to know about it, right? You got to share it. Let other people know, hey, you know, I started treating my inspiration as a gift. And, oh, my God, you wouldn't believe. It's amazing. Like, how much abundance is coming to me now? Let people know. Don't keep it quiet. Right? If you take any, please, I'm giving you these ideas. I'm giving them to you for free. Take them, use them, make money off of them, and then tell other people about them. That's the whole purpose of the Conscious Business Collective. It's not to keep these things secret. It's to get these ideas out there and let as many people know about them as possible so that we can all live a more abundant life. Because after all, who deserves to live a more abundant life than us? Right? You know, if we're striving to be conscious, we're striving to be more soulful, we're striving to be more spiritual, right? Don't the good people in this world deserve to be more prosperous, more wealthy, more abundant? You want to change the world? That's how we do it, right? You know, I hear all the time, you know, people criticize, oh, that 1%, they're raping the earth, they're polluting the environment. Great, let's get people who are environmentally conscious to be super successful so that we're not doing it, so that we come up with the solutions to the problems, so that we create an environment that's friendly to us and we save the rainforests and we do all the good things, right? Let's get the resources so we can have a real impact. If not us, who else is going to do it? Right? Let's not wait for somebody else to do the right thing, to be the millionaire. I mean, look, there are lots of great examples of prosperous millionaires. You know, Oprah Winfrey, Tony Robbins. I mean, there are people out there who've done amazing things with their wealth. Richard Branson. Right? There needs to be more of us. There needs to be more conscious business people, conscious professionals, conscious millionaires, right? The life is calling us. This idea is out there now. Life is calling us to be that conscious, awakened, spiritual, enlightened, wealthy, and abundant role model for our children, our grandchildren, and our peers. Right? People are longing for these role models. You know, I had an old dear friend of mine who I knew back from my real estate days who came to me recently with an amazing opportunity and wanted me to be the president of her company because I'm the conscious consultant. Because she wants somebody in there she can trust. Because she wants somebody who she knows has those same kinds of values and principles. Don't hide it. Don't dim your light in the world. Don't hide it under a bushel. Stand on top of the tallest mountain and let it shine for everyone to see. Right? If not us, who? So, I really want to thank you for indulging me over this past hour. I know it's fun to have guests and have conversations, but you know, every now and then I just have to get on the soapbox and let you know about things that are important. I've done it a couple of times in the past, and this was a real important one. So please, please go to meetup.com. Search for the Conscious Business Collective. Join the group, whether you can make our first meeting on September 22nd or not in the evening. Whether you're in New York City or not, join the mailing list. And go take a look. JourneyForTheSoulSummit.com/Sam. Go take a look at the website. Register for it. You know, there's great stuff out there. We're here to support you. Let me know. If you have any questions, you can always email me. My email address is sam@theconsciousconsultant.com. Thank you for listening this week. Next week, I will have another great, amazing guest. You know it'll be an amazing show. Thank you all. I'll talk to you next week.
You are listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hello, I'm JC.
I'm Joan.
And welcome to 21st Century Entrepreneur. We bring education,
insight,
knowledge,
awareness,
trouble,
craziness, and fun
for you, the entrepreneur who's looking to build your business
and your community. Listen every Friday from noon to 1 Eastern on talkradio.nyc. And you can tweet us at 21st CE Radio or Talk Alternative.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on talkingalternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Hi, this is Rob Kay.
And I'm Callie Alpert.
And we're hosts of The Rob and Callie Show. Are you looking for a show that talks about real stuff, like life, love, the pursuit of being yourself?
Then you have come to the right place, because we cover topics ranging from chivalry to gratitude to your relationship with money and everything in between.
So listen to us on The Rob and Callie Show, Tuesdays, 8 to 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.